Okay, we are recording for use on the air. And Terry, I understand that this is a proposal, a program now has been rolled out. It is in effect. Tell us what you're doing. What is the MTA doing?
That's right, Steve. We have begun a program to use audio on our buses. As you know, for years we've had video technology, and we believe that the use of audio will help us meet one of our highest priorities, which is meeting the safety needs of both our employees and our passengers. This program is not intended to listen in on personal conversations. This is merely another tool for our police officers to help resolve incidents on buses, to be used when accidents occur, and to also help our employees resolve disputes with passengers. So this is in no way meant to infringe on personal privacy.
Why isn't the video enough to accomplish those goals?
The video is a great tool in and of itself, but it's like getting half the story, if you will. We need to hear what's also being said so that our police have what almost amounts to irrefutable evidence when incidents occur. It's one thing to see what's happening. It's another thing to hear what might have precipitated an incident. We see this technology being rolled out on transit systems across the country, places like Cleveland, Ohio, Washington, D.C. now has a similar system. Even the Charm City Circulator records audio. This is where the industry is going, and as we strive to protect our passengers and our employees, we just think it's the right thing to do.
And I assume you have the recording filed somewhere. How long do you expect to keep these? Will it be for weeks or months or what? Do you know?
Here's how the system will work. Our buses are all equipped with cameras. The microphones have been there. We've just not used them. Under this program, we would now turn the microphones on. That video and audio would only be pulled in the event of an accident or an incident that requires investigation by our police department or our insurance people. That audio and video is recorded over every 30 days. So this is not something that we would hold on to continuously monitor. This is simply something that we would use in the event of an accident or an incident on one of our buses.
Well, and in some states, Maryland among them, are two-party consent states. I had to get your permission to record this. What if a passenger doesn't want to be recorded? What options do they have? Simply not ride that bus?
That would be an option. But we've consulted with the Attorney General's office to make sure we're operating within the letter of the law. And we've been told there are no legal risk in providing audio recordings aboard MTA buses. Under Maryland case law, communications made in public places cannot expect the privacy considerations, and certainly a public bus is a public place. Again, this is in no way designed to infringe on the privacy rights of our passengers or our employees. This is a tool that's going to help us better safeguard our system. Our highest priority has to be the safety of our passengers and our employees, and this is just another tool that will help us provide a safer system.
All right. Obviously, privacy rights advocates are very critical of this, and some state lawmakers are questioning it, too. It sounds as though that you did get the green light from the Attorney General on this. What are your you have a few buses now equipped with this? What are the future plans? All buses eventually?
All new buses come equipped with this technology. At some point in the future, certainly all of our buses would be equipped with this with this audio-video recording. We currently have 10 buses out in the field testing the program. We will eventually have about half our fleet, about 340 buses, ready to operate with this technology. And we think we're going to have a much safer system once it's in place.